Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm sure you missed us. We were gone for a week because I was off gallivanting, doing nothing exciting except watching The Bachelorette in Hawaii is what I was doing.
It's probably better than watching it from your house.
Right. And 6 hours behind, but watch it anyways. Welcome, Katie. How are you?
Good.
A lot to unpack here, and we will talk about week three for a little while, mainly because week four was pretty much just Luke versus Luke for 2 hours.
Yes.
So let's start with week three. We had this group date that I think they should do every year when it's The Bachelorette, and that is they make the guys go through at least partially what it's like to be pregnant.
Agreed. This should be a staple date in every season. It was great, especially since I'm pregnant.
There you go.
Right now, so I can eat more guys that in the world that know what women have to go through.
And then Jason Biggs and Jenny Mollen, I believe is how you say it, his wife, and who is a huge Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. So I like the fact that when they keep bringing in these celebrities, they're bringing in people that actually know the show, mm-hmm. as opposed to a couple times they've had other ABC people come in who sort of have to be there. But the fact that whether
it's never seen an episode
exactly.
or have a movie coming out.
So I like the fact that whether it's Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis or now Jason and Jenny, people who are actually fans of the show.
Yes.
And they got to witness this birth pains and everything else that goes along with it. Did your husband get to see any of this?
No, he didn't. But I'm going to I don't know if I'm going to make him watch it or make him do it.
Well,
I got to find one of these machines.
At the very least, he should have to have the shocks that give you the pain of it. Like, forget all the other stuff about needing to know how things work, because guys will never know how things work.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the fun part of the of the date.
But these guys thinking they're all big and tough and, oh, this won't be a problem. Then as soon as they hit the button for it, you would have thought they were cutting their legs off. Oh, my God.
Who was it? I think it was John Paul Jones, who was, like, so afraid and was, like, shaking and having, like, a panic attack before they even pressed the button. But, I need to find one of these machines and make Nick go through it twice.
Listen, I think it's only fair if anybody is having children that the man also has to go through some form of, like, just going to breathing classes, I don't feel is adequate to understand or have any sort of being the same, or I'm having sympathy pains. No, you're not. This would be sympathy
pains.
You don't
know what pain is.
I mean, how far along are you now?
28 weeks.
And so I can only imagine your husband thinking, like, oh, my back hurts today. I did whatever. Like, oh, your back hurts?
Oh, that happens nightly, usually. He'll come home from work and complain about his shoulder or his back hurting. And I'm like, do not, for the rest of the year, do not even complain about an ounce of pain, because I have no sympathy for you.
I would say really forever, because you're carrying twins.
True.
And so you get twice the amount of everything. It's not like, oh, just my hip or just my ribs or just, you know, they're kicking you and punching you in two different places.
Yep.
I'm just saying, maybe, Nick, maybe don't complain about anything for, like, the rest of time. But I will say, I do think he would, if you asked him what's the gestation period for a baby, that he wouldn't say 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably not.
Unfortunately, always being Cam means always being wrong, because somehow he thought it was 2 weeks in pregnancy. And not that we needed another reason to think that Cam probably wasn't long for this world, but that was the start of another couple of reasons.
Yes, I won't be missing him. Jumping ahead a little bit, he does not stay. Spoiler alert, he's not around still. I definitely will not miss him.
First he said it's 2 weeks, and then he gets it in his head that he really needs to tell Hannah something important, and so
important.
So important, though, that he doesn't use the 20 times he interrupts other guys on top of when he interrupted the group date that we already talked about from a couple weeks ago, he still needs to tell her something, but then interrupts a bunch, but then still doesn't tell her what the important thing is.
She and Mike were having, you know, an actual important conversation, very emotional, and to have someone literally standing there and saying, it's really important, like, I just need just a couple minutes, like, this is really... And even Hannah's like, are you kidding me? Get away. She and Mike were definitely having an emotional moment when he opened up about miscarriage with his girlfriend. Cam just was lurking.
The thing is, and I did feel for Mike in that situation, but anyone that's watched the show, and I'm sure Cam has, and he's trying to play the game of I want to be the troublemaker, so I'll stick around, whatever. 99% of the time when you're interrupting, because this happens all the time, oh, can I steal you? Can I steal you? It's so benign. Just, how was your day? Oh, you're so great. Oh, this is so great. We're having this conversation. It's almost never anything serious. And the one time where it's like a real, legitimate, real world, oh, crap.
And you could tell. It wasn't like Mike had tears in his eyes at one point during that whole reveal of his past. But Cam just didn't either knew it and just didn't care or just couldn't get a read on that. Or
because there was another one, you know, later with Jonathan when he sort of no. And that was not anything exciting happening. Like, that's just being a jerk.
Yeah.
And maybe not jerk, because I would have done the same thing. And maybe I would be being a jerk. But you know what I mean? Like, that's fine. That's just them having fun with each other, sort of pushing each other's buttons. But it's just like, oh, he's pouring his heart out. And then he's like, no, I'll just stand here. Yeah. No, it's cool. We'll come get you. No, it's okay. Okay, I'll just...
I'll just be outside quick.
Over here, I'll just... I can... Can you still...
So annoying. God.
But then he uses that and he doesn't even tell her the big thing he's supposed to... supposedly wanted to tell her.
Right.
Because then he's still jumping later in the episode, tries to be like, okay, guys, so I have something important to tell Hannah, and I need you just be okay with respecting my time when I talk to her right away. What world is this guy living in?
Yep. He used this so important moment as saying he resigned from his job to get there. Which is usually the case for a lot of contestants because it's such, you don't know how long really if you get sent home the first night, you can probably still salvage your job when you're done.
Guys, I was just kidding.
But if you make it to the end and then you go off and just make money through Instagram like everyone else.
If I decided to go on The Bachelorette, you think people around here are just going to say, oh, cool, we'll see you in 3 months? No, like, you got to go.
Right. So it's what a sacrifice that you hear all the time for this franchise. Like, it's just something that should be implied that you're probably you either don't have a job or you're able to take that leave or you quit. Like, those are the only options.
It's quite literally what everybody out in the show that's ever gone on the show has to deal with, but for some reason he thought that this was special.
And side note, no one should ever wear a hoodie and a sports jacket
duly noted.
Ever. That was hideous.
Don't ever do that. And I do want to talk about the one-on-one that didn't happen but sort of happened. So Connor gets this one-on-one. He's very excited. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, the day's canceled because Hannah's sick.
Yeah.
Which I think ultimately worked out for him, not only just because he got the rose, but because he, I think, embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
It easily could have been one of those, like, God forbid, oh my God, if Luke P, if this happened to him, he would have been
miserable.
Totally. Oh, here's some flowers. Cool. Like, yeah. Connor went all in.
He probably wouldn't even bring the flowers.
That's a good point. He'd be one of those guys who were like, oh yeah, I meant to get them, but I dropped them on the way or something. He'd make up some terrible excuse and then make it about him.
Yeah.
But Connor went all in. He gets soup, he gets flowers, and then after he left, even without asking, oh, is there a rose or how are we handling that? He was totally cool with chilling. And then when he left little notes, even though he did, I don't know if you noticed, but you're.
Yes. Oh, no. I noticed.
And if you are regular.
I like him, so I tried to, you know, turn the other cheek on that one. But
if you're a regular listener, you know my English ain't so good. So I'm not going to judge somebody on their grammar often, because I don't speak properly. I get that.
Yeah, but the your, there. It's just basic.
Yeah. So what was it? Is you're beautiful?
Yep.
As in you're like, it's your beautiful. Like, oh, honey, yeah. Baby, sweetie. Yeah. Other than that, I thought he did really well. And so then the guys are all sort of, not ragging on him, but sort of trying to get in his head about, ooh, you didn't get a rose. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's not looking good for you. And I actually, I don't want to say I loved the date because she was really sick and she like couldn't move.
She went to the hospital, cool.
And it wasn't an actual date, but it was like the most unconventional, normal, like you're going to have sick days. You're going to be in bed where you're not supposed to, you know, do much or whatever. But I think Connor was one of those guys that you're kind of like, who is that? Oh, one of the Connors, you know. But definitely showed up and showed who he was on the date.
And I think, don't want to jump a full episode ahead yet, but I think both of the one-on-one dates had that because the, you know, next in this current week's date, when she was in a crappy mood because of all the beginning of the Luke versus Luke drama, you know, it was the same sort of deal where it's like, oh, we're going to go on a date, and then it's Tyler C., and, oh, we're not going to go on the date? Because it sort of sounded like maybe she wanted to cancel it, and I think the wrong type of guy will handle that very differently. And I think both of them, specifically with Connor now, handled it really well.
Yeah, these were perfect dates for those perfect guys.
Could have gone very, very poorly.
Yes.
And so they're making him feel bad, like, oh, you're not going to get a rose. Oh, what does that mean? But then a car shows up and brings him to dinner, basically just so she can give him a rose.
Yeah.
And let's be honest.
So good for her. She put a full face of makeup back on after.
Sure did. Better than me. I would have probably just said, okay, he needs the rose. Just send Chris over to give it to him. Like, I'm not getting out of bed. But they did have Lucas Graham already booked. And
you want to have full makeup on for Lucas Graham.
And they decided not to do the big crowd like they usually do. Or more than not. Obviously, we've seen a little bit of both. But so Lucas Graham's already booked. They're ready. They're, I guess, they figure, well, they're already here. And maybe they could have just canceled. But, hey, we have Lucas Graham here. Let's get something out of it. They play their song. They have their nice moment. Everybody's happy. And I think Connor definitely went from, like you said, just a who to, okay, like,
possible in the future front runner.
Right? And I mean, I'm not even just saying that because he's on my team. I'm just saying, like, okay, maybe he has a chance.
Yep.
So the group date for week three was very similar to the one that we just saw, where we have a photo shoot, and while it's not anything like rugby, you get guys who handle it very differently.
Yes.
Some want to play nice. Some want to make it all about them.
Yes.
And shockingly, it's the same person in both dates that wants to make it all about
them. Weird.
Weird. Crazy. So I think now is sort of where we get into all the Luke to Luke to Luke stuff, which transfers into week four, unless there's anything from week three, the pity rose maybe, that we needed to talk about.
Yeah, not really. Tyler G made...
Oh, right. That is that important.
Made the exit, but wasn't focused on.
Super weird.
Because it sounds like there's some legal stuff going on. But they really only addressed it within 5 to 10 seconds and then moved on. But honestly, like, if you didn't say anything, I'm not really sure anyone would be like, hey, where's Tyler G?
I think
just take away the C from Tyler C, and they would have just thought that it was the same person.
Sure. So he was in that group that we've talked about, that they all look the same, sound the same, pretty much act the same in the 2 seconds we've seen them. Other than, because again, it's sort of been the Luke show and the Jed show, and everyone else is sort of like, eh. But it's interesting because not only was it just a throwaway, but it was a throwaway a week after he had a pretty good one-on-one date. So a lot of that was sort of fishy. And obviously the internet can never just take he decided to leave, or whatever the reason.
Right.
There are Reddit threads and their different tweets about what he may or may not have done with a former girlfriend that he's sort of denied, but the show
didn't fully. And yeah, it's seemed like it was just a good idea to just say, because then ABC came out and was like, we thought it was in Hannah's best interest that he was not around anymore, and then just dropped it.
But then Tyler saying, oh, it was a mutual decision. It's better for all parties, that it, sort of trying to make it seem like he was in on the decision.
Right.
And then Cam and God, why? We mainly because most of the guys haven't spoken out about it. But Cam said, we didn't even know it happened. We were just sort of hanging out at the pool party because they didn't do a cocktail party. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they were
not here anymore. No.
Yeah, exactly. That is PJ. Who? So yeah, that's a good point. That was sort of weird because it's rare that somebody leaves like that with this sort of controversy, because usually we find out after the fact, where we're watching the show knowing that there's a legal matter or something in their tweets or Instagram that happened, you're just sort of waiting for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases they do, and in some cases they end up winning the whole thing. Hello, Garrett.
Yeah.
We're looking at you. So yes, that's a very interesting thing that happened in week three. And we did finally lose Cam, despite all the pity rose talk.
Thankfully.
Joey, who's another one that I don't...
Yep, no.
No, I you could probably give me the mugshots now.
Yep.
I don't know that I could pick out Joey.
Yep.
And then Jonathan, who I actually liked, especially with the fact that he did sort of try to be the, I mean, not the muscle, but like the stand up to Cam. And,
yeah, and he had great like side glances of like when drama was happening, he had the best looks. But yeah, overall, with that week, not losing too many great people. But that was definitely the start of Hannah going to Luke P and, you know, saying, I don't like how you flaunt our connection. You're being too cocky, and just kind of going at him through there on that group date. And then it just carried into last night's episode.
And here's the thing with Luke. Clearly, he and her have chemistry. She's been very clear about that. Especially after he, after 2 weeks or like 2 days, decided to say that he was falling in love with her, because why not? So that's okay. Someone tells you they're falling in love with you after like a minute. Not a red flag. Okay. Sure. Everyone's different, I guess. And
teach
then,
their own.
Teach their own, sure. And then you have to tell him, back off. Leave me alone, basically. Should be a red flag.
Yep. Multiple times, not even just like, hey, you know what, you're coming off too strong, you know, you're coming a little too confident and cocky, I think just back off. And he seemed to be like, all right, you know, I get it, I just know how I feel about you. But then he just keeps doing it worse, and it's just not working out for him in his favor.
And you would think, red flag.
Yep.
Apparently not. And not that it didn't matter to her, but she still kept talking about how they have this great connection and how she's really starting to develop feelings for him, even while all this is happening. And I get the whole, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, but at some point the heart also should notice that somebody's a little crazy.
Yes.
And
you would hope.
And you would hope. So this drama with Luke carries over to their trip to New England, which, for those of you that don't know, is in our backyard. And they go to Rhode Island, but then have a one-on-one in Boston. So
yes.
Maybe they didn't want to go to Providence. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Boston was probably a better choice.
The bigger surprise that Hannah and Jed had never been to Boston, or that during their trip to Boston, they got, specifically Hannah, got really good advice from a professional basketball player.
I know. I thought it was a great date. And not just saying because I'm from Boston, but...
Yeah, that's your backyard, literally.
I thought it was... Like, they packed in a lot in that date. And, again, he was the perfect person to choose for a date like that? Because if you had, again, Luke P, and you had to do all that sightseeing and basketball, but I'm sure he probably would have gotten really aggressive with
that. He probably
would
have taken out one of the Celtics.
Right, probably.
You're not going to upstage me, yeah. NBA player.
Jed's still one of my favorites, I think. And, I thought it was a great date.
And Jaylen Brown, good for you. I mean, I don't know if he watched the show, but he sure seemed like it. Because he was at home, not just in front of the camera, but in front of this whole weird date situation. Like,
yeah,
he was there for it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those awkward, you know, celebrity sit downs and how are you feeling in this process or how do you feel about these guys? Like, he seemed into it and was like, I really want to know. Like, tell me everything.
Like, dish girl.
And, like, that is not what you would expect from him, I don't think.
No, I would think any professional athlete, because we've seen it over the years where they do bring in, you know, I don't know that they do current athletes as much, but they'll bring in an athlete and they're just sort of fish out of water. Jaylen.
Yeah. What am I supposed to ask again?
Yeah. Bring him back. Yeah. He did a great job, gave really good advice. But I think the part of this date that we need to talk about, and I think, well, something that we might see pop up in future seasons, is Jed was honest that, oh, I just came on the show for the platform is the word he used, but basically to become a more famous singer.
I actually appreciated that because, I mean, we know he's a singer. We know he's an artist. That's what he loves to do. That's what he wants to do. So, I mean, if he doesn't say it, everyone else is going to say it, and then it's just going to make him look bad. But I thought it was good that he addressed it himself. And whether it's now she's the real focus, but now it's a little bit of both. I don't know. I respected him for it.
I think it was a master move because he managed to lean into one of the biggest cliches of the show, which is, are you there for the right reasons?
Mm-hmm.
He managed to basically say he wasn't, but still come out looking good. Which is hard to do, because
right.
as we see with the Luke P. Luke S. thing, is Luke S., even though he may or may not actually be there for his vodka brand or tequila brand, but to Hannah, oh my God, he might be here to promote his tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, this is mind-blowing. I might need to send you home. I don't trust you. To the singer-songwriter saying, oh, I was here so I could be more famous.
Yeah, I honestly think it was because of the honest route that he, like, it's going to be said either way. People are going to call you out for just being there to promote whatever you have going on in your life. But he's being honest, and yeah, I did think of it as a platform. Now I actually like you.
I'm here for you, though, really, for sure. I promise.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought it was a good, I think after the date they had, he felt that comfort level. I think they both felt it. And it worked out in his favor.
It sure did. And I'm watching this and I just, as he's saying this, I'm thinking, wait, he literally just told her that he's here for the wrong reasons was.
Yeah.
Past tense. I didn't know somebody could successfully pull that off.
Well, I was cringing too because I thought, I was like, oh, is that the breaking point and he's not going to get a rose? And they just had this amazing date and everything went perfectly. But he pulled it off.
And I don't know if it's one of those deals where he had early on told one of the guys and he was worried it was going to get back to her. Maybe it's just the self-preservation in my head of thinking like, well, if you're not going to get caught, why would you? Because it's a reality show. Everybody knows you're not going to go on a reality show, generally speaking, unless you want some form of fame.
Right.
Now, what scale that is, fine. Whether you just want to, you know, use hashtag, you know, Diffy Eyewear or whatever to get 20% off, or if you want to be a professional singer. So I think it's sort of assumed. I just thought it was odd because it's like, we've never seen this before, where someone has used they're there for the wrong reasons in a positive
as a way to stay.
Yeah. And not only stay, but really get boosted up. She really seemed, I appreciate your honesty, which, fine. And I was sort of the same way. Like, I guess I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
It is weird because, like I said, I was cringing when he was talking about it. But in the end, I thought it was a good decision on his part.
And it was.
Yep.
I mean, it worked out. And she seems quite smitten. And I was all in on Jed for, pretty much the whole time going up to that. And then I just, but I don't know. It just seems.
Well, we don't have great past experience with singer-songwriters for the franchise. So.
Good point. That might be part of it.
That's probably it.
It's so bizarre that I just, and I know I'm spending a lot of time on it, but I'm watching it and I'm just making my head hurt. Like, wow, what a master.
Yeah.
Move to be
it's
able
not
to.
Not the typical dramatic piece that you talk about on a one-on-one.
Usually we're talking about, they opened up about this, important part of their life or this experience or something dramatic or traumatic. And no, I just wanted to be a more famous singer. Cool, here's the rose.
Yeah. Worked.
All right. Well, we'll jump back into the Luke versus Luke, because then the group date, which is rugby, terrible idea. I mean, Bachelorette, they did flag football and someone broke a bone. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen in rugby?
And where was Chris Harrison and Fred Willard?
I was a little
surprised during this activity.
They didn't roll out Willard. I'm guessing Fred Willard didn't want to travel cross country, but Chris has got to be there, right?
Yeah.
Because he's going to do the rose ceremony when we eventually get to it.
He needed another day off.
Yeah, because he worked so hard. But it's why anybody thought it was a good idea to let these guys tackle and hit and whatever each other.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not a good call. I'm surprised there was only one injury. And, I mean, it seems like a big injury, but it could have been a lot worse.
It could have. I'm glad that they didn't show whatever it looked like under there. Because at first I'm thinking, it's dislocated and they're going to show.
Popping it back in.
Because even the guys that were trying to warn them about how, limbs do this and bend that way, and even just hearing you describe it, I mean, I would not do well.
Yeah.
On a rugby field, I will never
it's
once
intense.
Claim I do not like pain. I'm good. Just
probably not the sport for you.
You guys have fun. You slam each other down because that's what happened. Is first Kevin had his shoulder knocked out. He had to go to the hospital. And then ABC didn't want to show it to us, but we sort of heard one Luke tackle another.
Yeah.
And then I guess it's
slamming to the ground and clenching fists and
I want to say it's who you believe, but I don't even know that because all the guys that saw it, everyone had the same story except Luke P.
Right.
Which was, for some reason, Luke P slammed Luke S to the ground and then kneed him in the head.
Yeah.
That seemed to be everybody's story except Luke P.
Mm-hmm.
Who seemed to be changing his story along the way. You say you don't remember. Oh, no, now that you're saying it, I remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, now it's all coming back to me.
Now it's so clear what happened. And I think the best part about, like you said, the clenching of the fist, and Mike had finally said it. It was the best. He's like, "You're scared of Luke S."
Yeah. Like, the least like. I don't even know.
There are a lot of ripped guys.
Say manly,
on,
but
yeah,
like,
of the 15 or so guys, there are a lot
the
of
smallest
ripped,
guy there.
There are a lot of ripped guys who I would be afraid of. Luke P, by the way, being at the top of that list. Luke S would be like. Obviously, he's in better shape than me, but that would be like me. Like, he's not going to be scared of me. He's not going to be scared of Luke S. Like, that was probably the worst defense of whatever happened. It's like,
agreed.
I had this. It was self-defense. Like,
yeah,
Luke could take a clean shot at you, Luke S, and it would be one of those things from like a movie where you get punched and you just stand there and laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it would not really be much of a fight to be seen.
And so these two go back and forth about what happened, and Hannah's sort of stuck in the middle of it because she's hearing both sides, but for some reason is, at least to me, seemed to be just believing Luke P. more.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Which I've been pro Hannah throughout these first 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right up until this point, where it's like, at some point,
there's always one part of one episode in a season when you're like, you're really going to believe this person over, you know, every other person in the house. And they always do. And then they always, hopefully. We don't
know.
And
so she's, the next day is supposed to have this one-on-one date with Tyler C. But she's bawling and I don't know if I'm going to go on the date, and I don't want to do this. I don't know what's happening.
They were probably like, you can't cancel two dates in 2 weeks. Like, you got to just rally up and do this.
And so he shows up, and he's like, let's go. All right. We're, you know, wherever we are.
He also looks like a high school kid, if you look at his face.
Yeah. And
very young.
Very. And he gets there, and he's, let's go, and very quickly he's like, oh.
What's wrong with you? But he didn't say that.
He kept
everything extremely positive, you know, cheered her up, lifted her up, and she went along with it and ended up being fine.
Yeah, basically, he's not forced her because she's going to make her own decisions, but convinced her
mm-hmm.
that no, we're still gonna have a great day. I understand. And again, was the just like with Jed, was the right guy for this time and date, because it was no. Listen, every day is not going to be a great day. I'm going to be there for the good days. I'm going to be there for the bad days. I'm like,
he was almost too positive, but she definitely needed it at this time. This is what she needed.
And then they go out on a boat, and I mean, you maybe have had a different experience. I've never actually gone lobstering.
Lobstering.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone fishing before. You know, I grew up in Jersey, so
lobstering's a lot better.
a lot of fishing, but I've never gone lobstering. Is it common that you can just make the lobster on the boat like that?
Not really. Okay. You usually don't cook a full lobster meal on the boat after you catch it. But you usually take it home and you do cook it at home.
Well, because that's one of the coolest things with when you're fishing, or even if you're somewhere where the seafood is really fresh. You're like, this was swimming this morning. Mm-hmm. It is now on my plate this afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe some people do it. I've never cooked lobster after catching it on a boat.
Because lobster is one of my favorite things.
Agreed.
Of any kind of food, seafood or otherwise. Just, I would probably have lobster
except
every
during
meal
pregnancy.
If I could. Of course, during pregnancy, because you can only have limited amounts, apparently. Another reason I'm not going to be with child, even though it might look like I am. And so they're sitting there, and they get these lobsters, and then all of a sudden, she's got the full tail dipping it in butter, which, by the way, pro move.
Yep.
Just taking
absolutely.
The whole tail. Like, good for you.
Yep.
Because so many, both bachelor and bachelorettes, would just take a little piece and
even when they like fed each other, like those were massive pieces too. They just went for it, and it looked delicious.
But it was just so cool. Like, you're still on the water and you're having. I mean, you feel a little bad for the guys because it's like, oh, here you go. But
they're just so good,
so delicious, so delicious. I'm sorry for those of you that don't eat meat, but it's, oh my god, so incredible. But so they're on the boat still having the lobster. She just chowing down on this full tail. And Tyler's just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing everything right. He got her, not only got her to go on the date, in a better mood, but I think being able to lean into that, hey, every day is not going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And those are the days I want to be a part of. I'm like, oh,
killer
dude.
Move. He's definitely up there for front runners now, for sure. I think.
And, so for the second week in a row, they almost had to cancel a date that had a performance.
They're probably like, no more performances this season. It's too it's too risky.
And so this time it's Jake Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, but the power of Bachelor Nation is, as of recording time on, what's today? Is today Tuesday? On
yes.
Tuesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard, the song that Jake was playing is number 7 on iTunes. I mean, and not that he's, I mean, he's certainly more popular than a lot of the people that we've seen over the last couple seasons who...
Yeah, but for that song right now.
Crazy. And
Powerful Nation.
And, you know, the episode as a whole had the number one ratings for Monday night and is probably going to be the number one or number two show for the week. Bachelor Nation, powerful, huge. You wonder why.
See, that's why Jed.
The platform. There it is.
That's why Jed's here. Just kidding. I still like Jed.
Right. And I do too. But that is a great point. Any artist says, oh, wow, a minute and a half of my song on The Bachelor and it goes top 10 on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Will they bring me back to sing at someone's wedding?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I get it. But this time it was a whole theater full of people.
Yes.
And so when this was nearby, so you were trying to be part of one of the episodes, right? Was it?
Yeah, so it was for this whole week of Newport dates. So you had to submit, you had to email this specific email address and basically submit that and saying that you wanted to attend, and then they would choose accordingly and no media or anything. But I did not get chosen. Neither did any other friends that applied.
And so it would have been for that performance, you think?
Maybe that or the rugby.
Oh, right. Yeah, they had the 1,000 people. And I use air quotes,
probably
you can't see.
Either rugby or that concert. Because nothing else, unless they cut scenes, really happened.
It's to be continued. Dun,
That's
dun, dun.
True.
So they might have another day there before they ship off for wherever they go next.
True.
Tyler C. obviously gets the rose. I think that much is pretty clear. All's well. And then our brief break from Luke versus Luke was then over because
yes,
go to the cocktail party and it's basically just
that's it. It's literally Luke versus Luke for the rest of the episode,
and every guy against Luke P.
Yeah, like there's Luke P. versus everyone.
That's probably the better way to put it because he, I think, had John Paul Jones in his corner for a little bit because at least that's who he would go to complain to.
Yeah,
and I think Cam sort of did the same thing. So maybe John Paul Jones is just sort of the one person
they
figure, oh, well, he's not really one of the guys.
John Paul Jones is just like one of those neutral guys that just happens to always be there. So they just flock to him.
And he's got to be so excited that all this drama keeps happening because you go back and listen. After the first episode, we're like, oh, John Paul Jones is going to be the worst.
Yeah.
He's going to get kicked off so soon because he's just going to be such a tool. He's got to be loving this.
Yep.
Go ahead, guys. Keep killing each other because we're about to be under 15 and John Paul Jones is still here.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
So he's just trying to fly under the radar.
This is incredible. But it's Luke P, I think, the biggest turning point for all of it because the guys already didn't like him. But Luke P, in front of everyone, gets called on his crap about saying that he was here for his tequila business. And
mm-hmm.
You know that's a lie. He admitted, you're right, it was. Although he didn't use the word lie, but whatever.
Yep.
Says, you know what, I will. I'll go tell her that you're here for the right reasons.
The drama probably could have ended at that moment if he just went up and goes, you know, I was starting to get jealous. That stuff about Lucas is not true.
Done.
Sorry.
And clearly she's forgiven so many other things
right.
with him specifically.
Right. I think the drama would have been ended and it would have been fine. He didn't go that route and he spins it and says, no, he's still, nothing has changed. He's still here for the wrong reasons.
Not only that, asked me to talk him up.
To put in a good word.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Talk about making everything worse right there.
And she didn't get to see this part, but the fact that, so Mike calls him a psychopath,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, Mike, yes.
Yep.
1,000,000%.
Team Mike,
1,000%. If he doesn't win this thing, make him The Bachelor. The fact that Luke P. has to Google psychopath and say, oh, look.
Yeah.
Just pro tip. If you have to look up psychopath and read people what's happening, like the
and
definition.
And defend that it's not you.
You're probably a psychopath.
Yep.
Not a great sign. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that I think she's going to watch back. And again, hoping that he doesn't win at this point, even though he's on my team. Oh, God. Even the things she saw were bad, but that's...
And then there's been a few articles that came out within last week and this week of Luke P. watching these episodes back and realizing that this is... He looks terrible. And at least he's addressing that he knows he looks like a terrible person. But, and he's not like, I don't understand what's wrong. And at least he's not going that route, but it's still not going to help how people see him.
One after another, where I know we were talking about the red flags and like, okay, she forgave them. And you're sort of like, okay, I guess. But now it's getting to the point where she overhears sort of this whole group of guys arguing with Luke P, and this could go two ways, because then she storms in and says, you guys, over here, and that's the to be continued.
Yeah.
So the guys are holding out hope that, no, she's going to do the right thing. She hears us all talking about all the shady stuff that he's done. Mm-hmm. I worry, especially after seeing all the things she's already sort of forgiven for him, is that she might go into the, oh, they're all ganging up on him because they're either jealous or worried or...
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think at least Luke P. will still be around for a couple weeks, just because then who? Then who's going to provide any sort of entertainment / drama? It might be at the expense of Lucas. But then they'll probably both end up in paradise together, and we'll see the drama unfold more there.
And this is usually too early for a two-on-one anyways, but... I don't even think one should stay over the other at this point. I mean, not that Lucas has necessarily done anything wrong, because the stuff that...
Right, but just the whole way.
It's over. I'm hoping she just up and sends them both. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm with you.
She's kind of getting a two-on-one right now, where it says to be continued. So I think we'll...
And if you watch the scenes from next week, they were strategically absent from all of the highlights as to not show... Which, if maybe both were saved or kicked off. Mm-hmm. So you think, oh, well, maybe she just sends them both home. But I think I'm with you that probably not. After that, although somebody will find a way to screw up because they always do. But, you know, Mike is awesome. But also, if there's no one there for him to have to sort of call out on their crap.
Right.
Because even Jed at this point, you're going to call him out for being there for the wrong reason. He's like, I already got you, bud.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you.
Beat you to the punch there, and I got a rose for it.
She knows, and she's okay.
So, I mean, maybe as we see more of the other guys, because there's still so many of these guys that we have never seen more than a second of, someone will be a new villain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if Luke P sticks around, you would almost think it would have to be the expense of Luke S.
Yeah, I think so. I can't see both of them staying for another episode besides the whole to be continued, unless there's like some magic, okay, we agree to get along now and just in front of Hannah and
shake
then,
up.
They go back, and that could happen. We'll just have to wait and see, because we didn't get any answers.
Luke versus Luke part 3
part a million.
Do they just shake on it and move on and go their separate ways, or does one or both go home? What do you think?
I think one goes home,
and then so you're thinking it's Luke S.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I
would want Luke S. to stay if I had to pick one, but I don't think that's...
It's just, that means we're going to have to wait just to go through another episode of Luke being yelled at by other guys.
Yep.
And being defensive and overbearing.
Yep. It's not over.
But otherwise, the episodes have been great. But let us know if you're... Maybe you are Luke P, Team Luke P. I have not heard anybody say that. But maybe you're listening saying, you're being too tough on the guy. Let us know. You can find us... We'd love to hear from you, because you'd be... You're like a unicorn. All socials at Bachelor Podcast. And you can tell other people about it and comment on our posts, and we'll be really nice to you. We'll even tell you we're here for the right reasons, unlike Jed. But we'll be back next week. Katie, thank you for dishing on all this.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.